From one island that starts with an M to another, and only a few thousand miles between them, the Manhattan Short Film Festival has been a fall staple on Mitkoff for years. Here's how it works. Movie theaters, universities, and libraries from all over the globe and in all 50 states get a DVD of all the festival entries to be shown roughly within the same week. It's also a contest, and the winners aren't picked by an academy or a panel of judges, but the moviegoers themselves. You get a little ballot with your ticket, and then you can vote on your favorite short film and performer on your way out. And all the way over on Mitkoff Island in the Alaska Panhandle, Petersburg is the only town in the state that participates, other than Anchorage. But the venue here is a little different. The remote island community doesn't have its own cinema, so when locals go to the movies, they head to the auditorium of the combined middle and high school. That's where I find Petersburg Public Library employee Kari Peterson on the second night of the film festival, working the ticket booth. As cash changes hands, she gives patrons a ballot that lists out everything they're about to see.
Collecting them right here afterward.
Okay.
There's pens over there on the table.
All right.
Peterson hasn't seen all 10 short films yet, but she got a sneak peek at a few and says the audience is in for an interesting night.
Yeah, it's a mix of serious and humorous. And yeah, it's always a lot of fun. I always enjoy what I see.
The lights start to dim as patrons settle into the folding metal chairs in the auditorium in front of a portable projection screen. The makeshift theater smells like popcorn, and the faint aroma of pencil shavings, spilled milk, and bleach that reminds you you're still in a public school. A variety of shorts flicker across the screen. There's one about a production assistant with delusions about being a famous actor, another about a robot with delusions about being human. It's a little bit of everything and in several different languages. The lights go up for intermission, revealing a few misty eyes in the crowd. And some confused expressions.
And at first I was like, whoa.
Sue Erickson has been coming to the festival for about 5 years. She says this year there was a lot of really heavy, challenging material.
I was happy, though, that it got lighter as we went along because the first five were really heavy. Thought-provoking, for sure.
Event organizer Kari Peterson says the comedies usually come out on top. She raved about one of the final films in the series called The Jane Austen Period Drama. Without spoiling too much, that title is a joke about menstruation.
And it is hilarious. I don't know if it's my favorite yet or not because I haven't seen them all, but that one was pretty good. The serious ones are always a lot of fun, but the humorous ones are always so funny.
Another crowd favorite is an Irish film called Room Taken, directed by T.J. O'Grady Payton. It's a tender-hearted comedy about an unhoused man who sneaks into the home of a blind widow. He can't thank her for the shelter without revealing himself, so he starts fixing things around her house. Then the homeowner starts to believe she's being haunted by her late husband, and hilarity ensues. Deborah O'Gara says Room Taken had her vote. It was hardly even a question.
Because it was about people's relationship. It just, you know, being able to build relationships when there's seemingly no commonality, but they made it work. And it was really good going against all the stereotypes or the expectations that society puts on two people who shouldn't be getting along or having anything in common, but they do.
And as it turns out, many thousands of voters agreed with O'Gara. Room Taken took gold in this year's contest, but a slew of other shorts and performers also won awards. Another Petersburg favorite, Jane Austen's period drama, won silver. And the third place winner is Alarms, a frenetic French language action film about a foreman overseeing a dangerous construction site. Thomas Cumont played the part of the nameless foreman. He won the award for Best Actor. And that's another well-attended Manhattan Short Film Festival in Petersburg's books, with half the school auditorium full and half the proceeds from the ticket sales going right back to the public library. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.